hallucinations from the weirder side of the universe, and welcome to another Two Dozy Broads podcast.
Yay!
Our producer Don is threatening to strike unless we stop using his name in vain in each podcast.
That'll never happen.
Gary is fact-checking us, God help us, Tiny Tim. And Blaze is sporting her new sparkly unicorn scarf, beautiful as always. And we are Linda Strochane of the Mercury Academy.
And Sandy from Gemological Esoterica. And we are Two Dozy Broads. We're having a bit of winter weather as we are taping this today, and we are unable to actually meet in person, being as we actually, you know, I live in Wisconsin and she lives in Minnesota. Right. So we are phoning in this podcast. We apologize for any sound quality that is substandard, even by our lower standards, but we're going to do what we're going to do our best. So we will do our best. Yes. As we are perilously close to April and April Fool's Day, we would each like to give you a couple of suggestions for ways to bring fresh energies into your home or any other area you would choose to do it. No fooling. So, Linda, you've got a couple things for us.
Yes, I have a sachet and a potato. Anyway, let's start with the sachet. You get a little bag. It's nice if you have a pretty organza one, or maybe you have a tiny cloth bag, not a big bag, just one of those little like 4-incher ones. Don't 4 or 5-incher, just a little bag. In it, you put 3 eucalyptus leaves. Now, eucalyptus is the moon. And it is water. It is very healing and protective. And it's easier now than it used to be to get eucalyptus. So you go out and you get a leaf. This, none of this will work in liquid form because it'd be a mess, because this is a sachet. So you get that and you put that in the bag. Then you get a pinch of oats, just a pinch. And you don't want to be using the quick oats, like if you're going to make oatmeal. What you want is like steel cut oats or regular good oats, but not the Quaker instant, if you can possibly help it. And you also want a tea bag, black tea. Now, do your best to get one with no additions, no extra citrus flavor or grapefruit or some other thing. If that's all you've got, you can use it and make it work. But you put those 3 things into the sachet. Now, the oats are Venus. They also deal with the earth and money and prosperity. And so that you're taking the sachet and you're starting out with healing and protection. You're adding in a layer of prosperity and good income. Excuse me. And you add either the bay leaf, I forgot to mention, or the black tea. The bay leaf is sun and fire, and it's also protection and healing, but it's also purification, and that will work. If you prefer, use the black tea, which is sun and fire, courage and strength. If you feel your home is really messed up and the energies are just truly wiggy, put all 4 of them in. It's going to give you an extra layer of protection and purification and courage and healing. And if you need all of that, use all of them. Otherwise, when it comes to the bay leaf and the black tea, it's one or the other. But you can use both of them. You put the sachet together. It will absorb crap. You put it somewhere in your home. If you've got animals, you try to put it where the animals won't find it. Or if you do have animals, put it in a little plastic box, a little Tupperware thing or whatever you might have, so that they're not dragging the pieces around the house, because something in there might be unhealthy for them to be inhaling or ingesting. And you put it wherever you got crap. If your bedroom is messed up, put it in your bedroom. If you got a lot of rooms messed up, then get yourself a lot of little bags, put them together and do that. Before you put them out, however, you affirm them. You affirm them to healthy healing energy, to them absorbing all of the bad energy in your home and and replacing it with healthy, healing energies and vibes and that sort of thing. And you say thank you, and you do this all in a healthful, living way. Sandy and I cannot stress that firmly enough. That is an extremely important thing to say.
Now, how long, how often does this need to be replaced?
Well, if your home is a real mess, you may have to do it every lunar cycle. Like if you start it at the new moon, then you replace it after the full moon.
Okay.
But if you've got average home, if you're not living in the Amityville horror or next to the graveyard or something like that, you can do it every 3 months.
Okay.
Throw the old one out, organza bag and all. Say thank you and throw it out. What you need to remember is you can't reuse the bag, so don't pick the sacred bag that great Aunt Fudd gave you when you were seven and you loved. Don't put it in there.
No,
because bag's gotta go because it all goes. The other thing I have is the potato. Now the potato is really good in dire circumstances. What the potato does is the potato absorbs all of the energy, good, bad, or indifferent. It kind of potato poops back the good energy, increases the good energy, but it absorbs all the evil. It's like an edible sponge is the potato. You affirm it to, as you did with the sachet, to the strength of the home, the protection of the home, the protection of whatever the space is, healing energy of growth. And you do that in a healthful, living way, and you say thank you. Thank you. If you've got animals, put it in something. Put it in a little plastic container or something. Because if you've got a kitty, and, oh, kitty hates potatoes. Kitty will eat this potato. It will not kill kitty unless kitty's allergic to potatoes. But it is sure going to make the cat poop out nasty for a while. And you don't really want to have that running around your house.
Now, how do you get rid of the potato safely then?
When the potato has done its duty, which, because it's a living organism right there and it isn't dried, you only have a short span on this. So you've got maximum 2 weeks before this thing is going to start growing legs and becoming maybe a potato creature. So this is an emergency thing. So what you do is you put it out, you put a little sticky note on your cupboard or somewhere that says, I put a potato on top of the bookcase in the bedroom or in the living room or wherever you put it. Trust me, you are not going to remember this potato. Maybe if you're me, you'll remember it for 5 minutes, and afterward, you'll look when you see this thing growing between a Dickens book and something by Proust. But other than that, you have to get rid of it within 2 weeks. You say thank you. You envision it in a little gray package. Look at yourself and envision yourself. I'm taking this potato. I'm putting in this little gray package. And what I'm doing is I'm throwing it in the trash, and I'm thinking thank you, and then away goes the potato. But this is in an emergency. It's in a crisis. Break glass and take the potato out of the alarm system. Put it where you need it and say, I need this energy right now because I've got a really big problem. Like say if you have if you host the Easter or whatever celebration you have during the season of March and April, and you've got a relative who just sweats nasty, who just sweats evil or crud or something, and after they leave, there is no amount of cinch or pink stuff that is going to clean. Then you put a potato in the proximity of them. Now, if you're really dangerous and wiggy, you could have a nice little display on the Easter table, and you could put couple sacred potatoes in there and put it in front of the person too. You could do that. Afterward, you do have to throw those potatoes in the little gray bag and throw them away. But no, it's an emergency thing. And you can use it to keep people at bay too. If there are people you don't want to see, you can put the potato. I know you did that once. You put the potato outside your door and people stayed away, the people you didn't want to have over.
Now I have ways to do it permanently. I don't have to change it out every few days. So
no, it's the sort of thing where if you need something in an emergency, it's a really good one. And that is my contribution to our April foolishness.
There we go. Well, I have a couple of things and have a couple stones. And the first one I want to talk about is emerald. Now, this is a really good time to pull your emeralds out. If you have any jewelry that has emeralds in it, or a necklace or whatever, ring, whatever it is. And emerald implies spring and goddess energy and new energy and growth energy and all those things. So what better time of year than to pull your emeralds out? Now, you can use stones also. They don't have to be high quality. If you have some rough pieces floating around, if you go to rock shops, they always have bits and pieces of emerald floating around. Take them and put them by your front door. If you can't wear them, throw them in a little pouch and wear it around your neck. But that is spring new goddess energies. The other one I have is moss agate or green tree agate. They're both kind of the same thing. The green tree is more of a white base. The moss is more of a clear base. Mm-hmm. They're both in the agate family. And this is to encourage new spring growth of things like plants and flowers. If you're starting seeds, put a few of these. Oh, you don't have to put them in with each seed. Just set a few around where your seed starter packets are going. But if you're starting a garden outside in maybe another month or so, depending on where you actually are right now, we went from having where you could have, God, you could have planted a week ago, and now we're in the middle of a snowstorm. But that's the way it goes. But anyway, but these green tree agates, these moss agates, are absolutely wonderful in the garden. Just take a few and, you know, maybe every second or third plant, just put one in. And they encourage new growth, strong growth, that type of thing. So those are the two stones that I have. But, of course, there's always ways that you can bring fresh energies into your house for spring. One of them is open your front door and just welcome in new energy. Literally, that's as easy as it is. Open your front door and just, you know, you don't even have to say it out loud. Just be welcoming to the fresh energies of spring and new and growth that are coming in. You can also go around your rooms and just clap your hands. That breaks up all the stale energy. Don't forget your closets. This re-energizes the room. It's really wonderful. And of course, you can do, a couple months ago, we talked about sage and different smudges. Take your favorite sage or your favorite smudge or whatever it is and go around the rooms and just kind of get rid of the old stale energy and bring in new. So those are the things that I have.
That sounds so good.
Yeah. All right.
Well, now we're going to really change gears here, and we would like to speak about astral travel, because here in Minnesota and parts of Wisconsin, it's no fun to travel like regular travel right now. So astral travel is a lot better because you don't need to have chains on your tires or really look where you're going. Although it is nice to look for where you're going if you're astrally traveling. Now, astral travel is, if you look it up, you'll see it defines as soul travel, the travel of the spirit, this sort of thing. What it is organizing your energies, your spiritual energies, as well as your thought process, your focus, your attention on going to a certain place or achieving a certain vision, this sort of thing. If your goal is to go to the top of the Eiffel Tower, you envision the Eiffel Tower, you get yourself in a calm place. You don't do this while you're driving. You get yourself probably sitting in a chair, laying on your bed, however it is, and you envision yourself going there. And the more you practice, the better you'll get at it, and the more you realize that you really are there, as opposed to just imagining that you're there in some fantasy way. The difference between imagination and fantasy is imagination is true image. It is not a borrowed image. It is not something you got out of a movie. It is a real image, and that exists. Fantasy is me, Linda, saying to myself, I am still a size 12. That is fantasy. Real imaging is where you envision something with your own mind, not taking images from others or from their writings or things like that, and going to a certain place and being a part of that. And the more you do it, the more you'll trust, and the more you'll know the difference between real image and borrowed image. Now, when you do this, you do it in a space that's protected. So you envision yourself in an egg of light, a protected space, however you do it. And you do your best at first to not really involve yourself with others in any way. But you be polite. Always be polite and always go dressed. I will tell you this now, it is amazing how many people you see out on the astral plane who are buck naked because they don't know that they really believe that this is going on. So they didn't arrange to dress themselves. And so you say to yourself, how do I want to dress for this encounter? Don't make it too complicated at first. Maybe whatever you're wearing, as long as you're not doing this naked, you just go out in your clothes and you go to wherever the place is, say the Eiffel Tower, and you make notes of how you feel, what is the weather like, all of this, and you can fact check these things easily later. Didn't used to be able to do that, but now that people have cell phones with so much information, you can do this. Now, another form of travel along with this is etheric travel. The etheric body is a more solid body, and that's connected to us. None of these things are far from us. If you go astrally traveling and you forget and you fall asleep, you are not going to lose your body like you do on the Twilight Zone. You are connected. There's like an invisible cord, an invisible umbilical cord that connects us to our body, and nothing will break this. And so you will come back to your body. The etheric body is a more solid form that is outside of that. And if you work hard, you can create that to the extent that you could be standing outside of yourself, looking at yourself. The German term Doppelganger, where you encounter yourself, and Doppelganger is a double person, a double double spirit or double one. And when you can encounter yourself, this is the etheric
now
body.
Is this the one where where when I thought I had as a child astral traveled, I was really
etheric travel,
is that what
it is?
I have a story about that. When I was about 10 years old, and so this is the first time this happened to me, and it involved my dog Patch. And it was a summer night, and I woke up, and everything was very warm and cloying around me. This is how I know I'm traveling that way. Everything is close. It's warm and cloying to me. Mm-hmm. And I let the dog out, and we went walking out in the backwoods and this and that and the weeds and whatever else. And we were out there for quite a while. And it's really funny. I'm talking about the dog, and the dog just came around the corner. Wrong dog. But anyway, and then eventually came back, and I was so convinced the next morning that this had happened. But for me, it's always that very warm, cloying thing. So so that's etheric travel.
That's etheric travel. And the difference is, as you said, it is, there is an intense physicality to it.
Mm-hmm.
Very seldom in astral travel is there an intense physicality.
Okay.
It really is a mind thing. Now you can end up with physical manifestations from mm-hmm. it, but usually if you're going to get a bruise or have the experiences you had with Patch, that's going to happen in the etheric.
Okay.
That's the physical. Astral travel, unless you really desire to go somewhere truly nasty, and you cannot accidentally do this. I cannot stress that enough. You cannot just accidentally find yourself in the seventh ring of hell.
Accidentally. It's getting, if any of you would like us to talk further about this, text us or email us or let us know and we can consider it for some other time. But well, I think
I've blathered long enough.
Yeah, so anyway, all right.
Well, one last thing. Maybe we will meet some of you on the astral side soon. And remember, please wear clothes. Please do. And I remain Linda Strohshane of the Mercury Academy, always dressed.
And I'm Sandy from Gemological Esoterica, possibly dressed. And we remain two dozy broads.
Goodbye.